How about starting a horse? What do you do to him to get him to go?
What do you say? Get up.
And if he's started already and you want him to get go faster, you say?
Well, I don't think you would say anything. You'd probably slap him with the lines.
Uh-huh. What do you do to get the horse to stop?
Say, whoa.
And to back him up?
Back up. They're pull on the lines.
And let's see, this direction would be?
Forward.
In this direction?
Backward.
Here we are, some more animal calls. Calls to pigs at feeding time.
No, I don't have any idea.
Calls to sheep to bring them from pasture. Here's one, calls to chickens at feeding time.
Chick, 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 chick.
And let's see, we mentioned that when we put all these trappings on a horse to hitch him to a wagon, we say that, well, someone wants to go out and tell you to get that horse ready to hitch him to a wagon, you say,
harness the horse.
And on the saddle, the things that hang down that your feet go in.
Stirrups.
And under the saddle, the band that... The
belly band.
Over the nose of a horse when you're going to feed him, you'd put a...
halter. Now that belly band on a riding on the saddle, it's called a cinch. The belly band is that on the harness that goes under the horse.
Oh, a belly band is on the harness.
Yeah, and this, what they use for the hold the saddle on, that's called a cinch.
Oh. I don't know much about horses. I worked for the Forest Service one summer and they let me ride a mule, but I could never get the saddle on the beast. Someone else had to do it. And let's see, we mentioned the thing that goes around the horse's head. That was a halter. Is a hackamore the same thing?
I don't know. I never heard that expression.
And let's see, the bag that you put over the horse's nose when you're going to feed him?
Feed bag.
Let's see, when you're driving now, the horse on the left-hand side is called what horse?
The near horse.
And now we'll change a little bit. If you're going someplace, and let's say it's not far off, someone says, are you going a great distance? You say, no, I'm just going a...
short distance.
Or how about a little way?
A little way, that'd be all right.
And if it's not a short distance, but a long one, you'd say, I'm not going a little way, I'm going a...
on a long trip, I would say.
Let's see, now we have another one. I will leave that one, pick that up later. See, we have hard words here, anywhere. Somebody said to you, where do you find that? You'd say, oh, you just find that out there.
Anywhere, yes.
And someone said, do you have some? You say, no, we don't have any.
At all.
We mentioned plowing the grooves that are cut.
Yes.
If someone... has a good harvest and gets a high yield, you say, gee, this year he sure brought in a big
crop, or a bountiful crop.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? What did people do here when they first moved into a place before, well, when they wanted to get the ground ready for crops? There was all this brush, trees.
Well, they I guess you would just say they clean the brush off, or chop it off. Be about the same, chop or clean.
Mm-hmm. And in a hay field.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what they do. What I was trying to think of, they clear the place.
Oh.
Clear the land, see. Mm-hmm. And they get all the brush and the stumps and everything out. Then they ready to plow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet that was a job.
I'll bet it was too.